Time to recap McCook City Council meeting number one for the month of August. In our studios, a little bit different look this morning. Councilman Gene Wheaton, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And Councilman Jared Mielenkamp is here. How you doing, Jared?
Doing great, Rich.
Hey, City Manager Nate Schneider has something else going on this morning, doesn't he?
Correct. He has another meeting he had to attend, so he asked us to sit in for him today. So hopefully we can do a good job.
It's not like the guy doesn't have a billion meetings to go to every single day.
True.
On his agenda.
Actually, he's probably doing like a fantasy football draft, like preview or something like that.
So are you into that too?
I haven't been in the last like 5 years, but
are you missing
I'm looking to get back in.
Okay, so. Very good. I'm glad you brought it up. I might have to get my foot in the door on that one. All right, let's get to the first meeting for the month of August. Anything first, announcements and recognitions?
There was next Monday night at 5:30, City Council will hold its first of the budget meetings, budget planning meetings at 5:30 next Monday night in the council chamber. The public is invited. At that meeting, basically, the department heads will come in and then they'll give their request for what they would like to see maybe purchased for next year. So this is the first of many meetings. And like I said, the public is invited to come at 5:30 next Monday night.
And that's the one that really you get to see of all the inner workings of how all the departments function. And you can see what they need and you kind of get a better look, overview of what, you know, all is really going on. So that's a really good one for the public to come out to. It's a longer one, but it's definitely has a lot of information.
When's the deadline? When do you have to have that budget in?
I'd say by the end of September.
Yeah.
So not a lot of time.
Well, the first of November, yeah. I mean,
it goes quick from right now.
Yeah, and
they've been doing a lot behind the scenes already with getting this ready. So shout out to all the department heads and Nate and Tara and Leanne and, you know, the rest of the staff. It takes a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're gathering information right now. For example, is what will our health insurance will increase next year? What is the property tax valuation? Mm-hmm. How much more will be next year? So all that information is being gathered right now. So as soon as we get all that together, we can start to develop the budget. Also then, last Thursday, Congressman Adrian Smith was here, and he toured the sports complex. Also was announced last night that the Governor Pillen will be here on Saturday, August the 16th. So be watching for that, Saturday the 16th. Also then, the pool will close on the 13th, the last day. But next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the pool will only be open from 1 to 4. Many of our pool lifeguards, our high school kids, it's time for sports, maybe my college, many of our managers are adults, they have jobs, like Tara Peters is a high school teacher, she has to report back to, so the 13th of August is the last day for the pool.
And school starts next week too.
Yeah. Well, the 14th is the first day, I think, isn't it, the 14th?
Yeah, I think so. So next week, yeah.
Yeah.
It is coming up soon, so, yep, it's been a busy summer for the pool, hasn't it?
Yeah.
No question about it.
It's hard getting some of this time of year. We talked a lot about other communities or have already closed and different things like that. And so it's getting tough, you know, when most of your staff is high schoolers or college kids that came back. So we apologize for that, but that's also kind of the way it goes with lifeguards. So, also was announced that there's new tile flooring in the senior center. And then the transit van got its lettering, so that's nice. That transit van's been, 3 years coming here? Finally, we got it all. It's all completely done, so that's great. And then National Night Out, that's with, I think the Rotary Club does that, and they help put on, it's a national thing that the fire department, police, they're all kind of out there. For the kids to come out and see and kind of a non-threatening environment. And I think there's going to be a water hose fountain that they were talking about with one of the fire trucks. So that should be a great time, get the kids out there. I don't know if they're going to get wet or not, but you might want to bring a swimsuit.
Bring a towel. Yeah, exactly.
So, and then also at that same event will be the walk to health, the hospital's putting on a walk around the park. A lot of great things happening. And, exciting to see. There's so many, it seems like there's events after event happening and a lot of great things happening in McCook.
Norris Park tonight, 5:30 start time on that.
And Bicycle Parade is 6.
Exactly right. Yeah, my State Farm agent Linda Maiden has a part in that. So, yeah, come on out. National Night Out tonight.
One other thing. The company on West First Street has had the street blocked off, and because of weather conditions, they have asked for another week extension, and we extended that. So West First Street will be closed for one more week, and at the end of this week, they should be done. But they're doing, work for the new hospital apartments there, and so they've had to, and because of some weather conditions, it's delayed them. So,
all right. Public hearings. Report from the EDC Citizens Advisory Review Committee regarding the meeting held in late July.
Basically, this is something that is required by law because the EDC uses LB 840 funds. And Sean Wolf was there representing the EDC. Charlie was out of town. Basically, just gave us a financial update. Everything looks good. The only thing that I would say maybe, and maybe Jerry can agree with me, on North Point, we're having 5 more houses built up there in North Point.
5 are already built and 5 in process.
Yep. So Jay Hancock is going to build 2 new houses up there. I think basements are already being dug. And then there's a company out of Lincoln called New Haven. They're going to come in and build 3. So 5 more new houses are going to go in North Point. So that was the major announcement from the EDC last night then.
Consent agenda. Anything pulled for discussion on that last night?
Nope. Nothing.
All right. I see requests from Sarah Schneider to use the covered parking lot. They just started that community farmers market again just the other day, and they're going to continue that now on Thursday.
On Thursday night. And then she's also hoping that the farmers market that is out at Westview move to the shelter. When we put that up, we included electricity and water so that we could have things like that. So hopefully we can encourage people, the current farmers market, to move downtown on Saturday morning. So,
regular agenda update regarding the sports complex project.
Yeah, so basically Mammoth Creative Team, they have talked about naming rights and different things like that. They also have some brochures ready to basically get out to the public to share what it is. They talked about different fields, like drive through, like the driveway that goes through there, you can name that. So it just comes down to, you know, if someone wants their name on it, they can, you know, they can do that.
Rich Barnett Drive.
Rich, there we go.
That has a good ring to it. That has a great ring to it. You bet.
And then we talked a little bit about what grants were out there, what we've gotten, some of the different things coming up, the NDEE, artificial turf grant. They're actually going to push that back to 2026 because of how some things are right now, and how that will be like a reimbursement grant. So we will end up putting the turf in, but then hopefully we'll get that grant to reimburse that. And then we talked about Black Hills grant. And then right now the Red Wolf Visitor Bureau, the $250,000 growth in tourism, that's what actually Nate is at right now with some other city staff. So, and some council members as well. So we got picked to come hang out with you.
Sure, you bet.
And then we talked about Adrian Smith visiting the construction site, and then some of the upcoming Mammoth meetings. And then we talked about the band sale proceeds the money that we have right now to be able to help with construction. So we got a lot going on that. We're super excited for what that's going to bring to the community and everyone to be able to utilize that. You know, hopefully soccer fields will be utilized up there. So that 10th Street, you know, some of those days during soccer, it's a little difficult to get through. Yeah. So hopefully this will help with that. And, yeah, it's just going to be a great thing for the community. And I don't think really everyone realizes it quite yet. But staff and council, we're just really excited for that to be done.
That is the biggest mound of dirt I've ever seen. Holy smokes, it's getting bigger every day.
It is. So, once we get the complex completed. Then we can start to develop the residential areas around there. Yep. And then there are 16 commercial lots on the west side that we can open up. And I know already there's been companies that have come to us and inquired about buying lots, you know. So we can take that money when we sell the lots, and that will help us to pay back the $3.1 million that we spent to buy it from the Walter family.
It wasn't. Kyle brought up that none of that dirt work that's been done has been done for any of the commercial or residential lots. It's just for the fields, and that, you know, it's that dirt is actually topsoil that they put aside. So when they come back, they can put that back on. It's not. So it's not going to be there forever.
Right.
We're not hauling it off either. So it's gonna go back there, and hopefully it'll be fairly soon that can start going back.
Didn't Mayor Taylor wanted to keep it out there, and you want to have like a ski slope or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we could do. Yeah.
I thought such what she said a while back. So, yeah. So everything's on schedule, going well.
It is. As Nate said, that Mammoth is great to work with. Like Jared said, we sold bonds last week. $15,600,000 worth of bonds were sold. So we got a AAA rating from Moody, which was great. So we're on track. We're looking for, like Jared said, we're working on grants to help pay for it. We've gotten at least 3 or 4 grants. There's a couple more that we're looking for. So hopefully to reduce the cost to the taxpayers. So, yeah, the financial benefit will be awesome for the community. Like I said, once we get the ballpark done, then we can open up the residential and the commercial lots. Mm-hmm. Then
we're already the council comments already.
There was nothing, was there?
Nothing.
And then last but not least, the annual – that's why he's not here this morning. The annual evaluation job performance, the city manager, and Nate Schneider right here.
Kyle's actually the interim
city manager. You traded him. See, we always give him static over the years of – he's been traded for 5 first-round picks or a player to be named later or something like that. So,
right. Yeah, we do this annually every year, the council evaluation, Nate. And last night we went into executive session and we discussed his evaluation from all of us. I think all of us are very pleased with Nate. We're pleased with the job he's done. Just the concern that there are so much in this town going on right now that it's just too much for him. And I personally express the opinion that I really hope that he passes the responsibility on. Tara has taken on a great deal of responsibility, and then the department heads have also. And so I hope that he does that, because I don't want to burn him out, because he's been awesome for the community. I'm really thankful. I've enjoyed working with him on the council for the number of years I've been on the council. You look around town, guys, what is going on right now. There are people come to town and say, I can't believe what's going on. There's a lot of things going on in town. Sometimes I think we live too close to the town. We don't see what's going on. But step away from it and you see that there's a lot going on with the complex and the housing and the Y and the hospital going to be building on to the clinic. I mean, these are things that are awesome for the community.
Yeah, and I think there was a post about the Tour Day in Nebraska and how it was voted that McCook was the best overnight stay.
I didn't see that. That's
and
cool.
So, Rhonda did a lot of work there. Jean, she helped. You know, it's just a lot of this volunteer work, but also these bigger projects that are happening just help all those things. You know, we had, you know, the Wagners and the cruise night, and coupling all that with the Chamber of Commerce and getting everybody kind of in the same room and saying we need to make these things great. And so it's a tribute to, you know, all the volunteers that put in so much work, and it's, you know, it's great that we live in this community, and that's really special. It's a special place, and I think people sometimes rag on it, and it's because those people aren't maybe as involved, and they don't see those things really happening. So I push you guys out there that maybe aren't doing, you know, aren't volunteering and stuff, to get out there and just do one thing a year, and you'll get that community feel. And I think it's a really special place.
Next council meeting is going to be on the 18th.
Well, actually the 11th for the budget meeting.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So next Monday night at 5:30, the first meeting of the budget planning, that it'll be long. I'm sure it'll be very close to 9 o'clock or so, but that's fine. It's what we do. And then, yeah, the next one will be the 18th then, right? So,
yep.
All right. Any other planning commission meetings? Any?
Nate didn't mention anything last night. So.
Well, of course, with the budget on the 11th, you probably wouldn't have a planning commission meeting. So.